John 5:24. Truly, truly, I say to you. Now, anytime Jesus says truly, truly, he means pay attention. I'm about to tell you something critically important. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who hears my word, that's Jesus' own testimony about himself, that he is the truth, he is the way, he is the life. No one comes to the Father but by him. The truth about him, he says, if you believe in me, I'll give you eternal life. Now look what he says. He who hears my word and believes him who sent me. What does it mean to believe him who sent me? Who sent Jesus? God the Father. What does God the Father say about the Son? That's 1 John, verse 11. This life is in my Son. This life is in his Son, Jesus Christ. And believes him who sent me. There again you have the twofold witness of God the Father and God the Son saying the same thing about how you receive eternal life and how you can know you have eternal life. They're the guarantors. Now, beloved, if Jesus says that's good enough, but if God the Father and Jesus both say it at the same time frame, that is the double witness. He who believes him who sent me, what is the next word? Has. Present possession, eternal life. And just to make sure that you don't miss it, and does not, does that say does not or might not? Does not come into judgment. Now, can Jesus lie?
No.
Therefore, if Jesus makes you a promise that if you believe in me for eternal life, I'll give you eternal life and you will not come into judgment. Now, that judgment is the judgment of the great white throne. That is where unbelievers are judged. You will not come into that judgment. Why? But has passed. Does that say will pass or has passed? Has. Past tense. At the moment of faith alone. The dot. At that split second you believe. Not believe and keep on believing. Not believe and hang on. Not believe and hope so. But at that second of knowing that the promise of Jesus is true, you passed out of spiritual death and into spiritual eternal life. And it is guaranteed by Jesus. It is guaranteed by God the Father. Cannot change. It cannot change. It says does not. It gave no conditions. It says does not. No matter what happens in that person's life, no matter how bad you might mess up, does not is does not. Let me ask a simple question again. Who is the guarantor? You or Jesus? Jesus is the guarantor. He is the one that guarantees that eternal life without conditions. That's why it's called unconditional eternal security. Because Jesus guarantees it. Let me tell you, the greatest place in the world where you know Jesus guaranteed it is on the cross and then the resurrection.
Yes, sir.
Paid in full.
Amen.
There's no down payments that you have to participate in. You either are or you aren't. A member of his family. You either are or you aren't. Possessor of eternal life. Go to the book of James. James chapter 1. James chapter 1 verse 18. James chapter 1 verse 18. In the exercise of his will, he brought us forth by the word of truth. In the exercise of his will. What is his will? His will is that when you believe, he gives you eternal life. John 5, 11. You're given it. That is his will. That is how you receive eternal life. And how did he do it? By the word of truth. The word of truth is that same word that you have in the Gospel of John with Jesus in the 1 John chapter 5 verses 11 and 12 where it is, he who has the Son has the life, he who does not have the Son of God does not have the life. Verse 11, the testimony is this, that God has given us eternal life and this life is in his Son. That, beloved, is the word of truth that James refers to. Go to Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1, in him also, verse 13, Ephesians 1, 13, in him also, now note the sequence, after listening to the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation. What is the gospel of your salvation? And the testimony is this, that God has given us eternal life and this life is in his Son. That just sums it all up. Jesus said, he who believes in me has everlasting life. That is the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Having also believed, that's your response to it. That's when you become convinced that that message of truth, the gospel of your salvation, is true. You were sealed in him with the Holy Spirit of promise. Now we're going to come back at a two or three lessons from now, we're going to talk about the sealing of the Holy Spirit. But the bottom line is this. You were sealed and you look on down until the day of redemption. At the day that you go home, which is the day of redemption, the day that you're actually, whenever you get your resurrected body, the day of redemption, you're sealed by the Holy Spirit. And it said the Holy Spirit of what? Promise. What's the promise? Eternal life. Now, by the way, for all good Calvinists, I want you to notice carefully. You hear, you believe, you are sealed. You know how a good Calvinist would say it? You are sealed, you hear, and therefore you believe. They just reverse it. But that's not what it says. You have to hear it. You have to hear it understandingly. You have to hear it believingly. And what is the message of life? Eternal life is in his Son, and it is given to us. 1 Peter 1:23. Let's look at another one. 1 Peter 1:23. 1 Peter 1:23, Peter writes, "For you have been born again, not of seed which is perishable." Now listen, stop. You are born again, not of seed which is perishable. You see, if you had an eternal life given to you that could die, therefore you would lose it, Peter and the Holy Spirit and God the Father and Jesus are all liars. Look what he says. You have been born again not of a seed which is perishable. It cannot die once it has come alive. But imperishable through the living and enduring Word of God. What is the living and enduring Word of God by which we are born again? Jesus says, believe in me and I'll give you everlasting life. The Father says that he has given us eternal life and this life is in his Son. That's the Word. You could go, and we're not going to turn there for the sake of time, but because you're familiar with it also, the parable of the seeds, Jesus' explanation of it in Luke 8, verses 11 through 15, where again the seed, which is the Word of God, just like you saw in 1 Peter, and three of the four different groups of people that hear it, three of them hear respondingly. They believe it, and life springs up within them. Even though two of the three are unsuccessful in their spiritual life, nonetheless, the seed is imperishable. The life is imperishable. The promise cannot be broken. Amen? You have eternal life. That's the exact same message that Jesus gave, the exact same message of God the Father. Go back to 1 John. I want you to know this and never forget it. I know I have eternal life, and I am certain of it, because God's Word tells me it is so. And Jesus said, your Word is truth.
Amen.
It is so. It is there. It is written. Promised by God the Son. Promised by God the Father. Promised by the Holy Spirit of promise. All three. The Bible tells me that Jesus promised me unconditional eternal life. When I believe in him for it, I have it. Now, verse 10b. Now, I want you to pay attention to what it says. The one who believes, 1 John chapter 5, verse 10. Point A, the one who believes in the Son of God has the testimony in himself. But now look at the second half. The one who does not believe, God has made him a liar. Because, here's how people call God a liar. He has not believed the testimony that God has given concerning his Son. Not because they didn't behave right, but because they refused to accept the truth of the witness of God the Father. They refused to accept the truth of God the Son. They refused to accept the truth of the Holy Spirit who inspired the Scriptures so that it is all truth. They refuse to accept that. They refuse to let themselves be convinced that it's true, that the life is in His Son, and it is unconditional eternal life, and it is a gift. They refuse to accept that. But now here's where it gets serious. They have not heard the truth in the biblical sense of receiving it. They hear with their ears. That's what Luke talks about in Luke chapter 8, that these people hear, but they don't receive it. They don't hear it by believing it. It said, those beside the road in Luke 8:12, those beside the road are those who have heard. The devil comes and takes away the word from their heart so that they will not believe and be saved. Now, here's a word for all those people. I thought you might appreciate this. Given a recent conversation he shared with me that he had with somebody. For all those people think that the number one Christian principle is just be nice. And those that they think the number two principle is don't offend anybody. Here comes the not so nice, very offensive truth statement of the beloved, loving disciple John. Under the inspiration of the loving Holy Spirit, about the testimony of the loving God the Father, who said He so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Here is that word about God the Father. And all of that wrote it down in love. The one who does not believe God has made him a liar. Wow, that's pretty offensive, isn't it? Yeah, where's the love? See, a lot of people misunderstand. They think it doesn't really matter about these things. Don't offend and just be nice. I dare you to do something. I dare you. When a house is burning down, I want you to stand outside and tell the firemen, oh no, don't go warn the people inside. They'll get offended. Well, you'll probably hurt their feelings that their house is burning down. Now let's just be nice and let's just, by our example of standing outside, maybe they'll come and stand outside with us. Would anybody here look to somebody like that and say, that person was sane? What would you say? You're nuts! What do you have to do? Get out! The place is burning! Let's run in and get them!
Yes, sir.
So why won't we do the same when it comes to believing? We'll say, oh no, let's just be nice. Well, you believe what you believe, and I believe what I believe, and everybody's happy. No, not at all. The Holy Spirit says, you're calling God a liar. How many people want to arrive in front of the Creator God of the universe and smile and say, you're a liar? Anybody here that brave? I don't think so. Now, I realize this may not be good doctrine, but if I was God, you'd have a bolt of lightning come down and part your hair from the top of your head down through your tonsils and split your toenails before I was done with you. A lot of people would say, oh, I'm not calling God a liar. I mean, I've just got my personal opinion. If you don't believe what God has said about His Son, you're calling Him a liar. That would be like God is standing there, like I said, using the anthropomorphism a minute ago of saying, and I solemnly swear that this is the truth, that the life is in my Son, and I will give it to you freely for Him. It is unconditional eternal life. And someone in the courtroom saying, excuse me, I think you're lying. Really? What is to be believed? Look at these three things. One, it said, if we receive the testimony, that the one who believes, verse 10, has the testimony in himself. That's the sole condition, is believing. Not believing plus anything. Not believing plus keeping. Not believing plus surrender. Not believing plus nothing. Believing. You modify believing to add something to it, and you have not believed. Second, unconditional eternal life is offered as a gift. Heaven is not for sale based on your good behavior. God is not going to trade you eternal life based on your good behavior. Do not insult God by trying to pay for the gift. Period. Third, unconditional eternal life is in His Son exclusively. Why do people hate Christianity? That's it. There's not many ways to God. There's one. The life is in His Son. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. The Father says, Amen, the life is in my Son. Don't try and come any other way. Well, but the Muslims believe. Well, I know they believe in Allah, who is not the same God. Allah is a demon. You can believe all you want. You can be sincere all you want. You can even fly a plane to the World Trade Center. And when that explodes, you're going to hell forever.
Amen.
Because the life is in His Son, Jesus Christ. For all those people that say, well, I'm really working. You haven't believed. It's a gift. And it's exclusively in His Son. I want you to think about those that you call Christian friends. Think about it. What do they believe about receiving eternal life? Do they think they have to do something to qualify for it? Then they haven't believed. Do they think they have to do something to hang on to it? They haven't believed. Do they think that they have to go through some rituals? They haven't believed. These are the things that must be believed. We have to allow ourselves to be convinced that it's true. And believing this promise is the only means of receiving the gift. Furthermore, to add or take away from that simplicity of life in His Son that is eternal, unconditional, believe only, means that you're calling God the Father a liar. To have the Son is to have the witness in yourself. Look at what it says, verse 12. He who has the Son has the life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have the life. It's either or. It's either or. You cannot be a little bit Christian. I'm on my way. You know, we got one lady around here. We got two ladies here that are pregnant. I keep forgetting. We got two ladies here that are pregnant. Listen, let me tell you a secret. They're not on their way to being pregnant. You either are or you aren't. Am I right? You either are or you aren't.
She might be.
Pray for him. Listen, it's the same way. I want you to look carefully at verse 12 and show me where there's anything except that sharp dividing line. If you have the Son, that means you have the witness in yourself. You've believed it. And if you don't believe that, you don't have the Son. There's no if, ands, buts are about it. It's either or. To not have means that you have disbelieved. You have not allowed yourself to believe that simple message. By the disbelief, they have called God a liar, and as a result, they do not have the life. Well, that's just like your opinion, man. No. It's what God said. I didn't say it. God said it. I'm just pointing it out. Anybody here want to call God a liar? Well, I think we're going to have to end there because camp is getting ready to launch. Let me just leave you with this simple message. Don't close your Bibles yet. The testimony is this, that God has given us eternal life. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. Has given us. It is eternal life, unconditional, no qualifiers. And this life is in His Son. There's no other source of the life. You cannot participate in the source of life. You cannot hang on to it. He hangs on to you. You cannot hope so. Or if you have, if the time that you believed, you said, I hope I'm saved, you didn't understand the message, you didn't believe. You either have the Son or you don't. So here's the question. Have you believed? Have you believed? At the time you said that you believed. You know, there's a lot of times I run into people that say, well, I was saved years ago. What did you believe when you say you were saved? Did you know that you had unconditional eternal life that could never be lost? Well, no, actually I was in a church that didn't believe in eternal security. Then what did you believe in Jesus for? What did you believe in Him for? That's a very good question. I'll say it again next week because it's a little further in. But let's just try this. I have believed in Jesus for a Staples Easy Button. And therefore,
that was easy.
I have eternal life, right? Can I believe in Jesus for a Staples Easy Button and get eternal life? No. Does Jesus say he who believes in me has a Staples Easy Button? Jesus said, he who believes in me and I'll give you some pure olive oil. Did he say that? I believe in Jesus for olive oil. For those that are getting hungry, I believe in Jesus for a hamburger. If you believe in Jesus for a hamburger, are you going to get eternal life? No, and you won't get a hamburger either. So now listen. Let me drive this in. Are you with me? What did you believe in Him for?
Eternal life.
If you believed in Him for eternal life, then guess what you have? Eternal life. If you were not sure at the moment that you believed, that you knew that you had eternal life that could never be lost, you still haven't believed. That's 2 + 2 = 4. He who has the Son has the life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have the life. The testimony of God is this, that He has given us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. John writes, these things I have written to you who believed, that you may know, believed in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for the time.